I thought you would take longer to get up here after the banquet. This is awkward. You were probably expecting me to be cowering under the bedsheets over there, waiting to be deflowered, and here I am, fully dressed and wearing pants of all things. I am so sorry to disappoint you. You seem nice enough. I just really don't want to be a princess anymore. Or married, really. So, I'm leaving. I mean, I would have left earlier if I could, but you know how it goes. Constant surveillance for a princess these days. Plus, I rather think they expected something like this of me. This has been the first time I've been left alone since our engagement, so now's the time. Oh, I knew they were probably watching the door. How many guards are on the hall? 2 or 4? 6! Oh, that is kind of a mark of respect, and I appreciate it. Unfortunately for them, I plan on going out the window. I know it's 4 stories. I have a rope, I have gloves, and I'm quite capable of rappelling. I don't know if they told you about our kingdom. It's quite mountainous, and they wanted me to learn a certain amount of survival skills. They'll be regretting that in a few hours, I bet. No offense to you. I am sure you are lovely. But we've only ever seen each other's portraits and your third son, so it's not like you need to get an heir ASAP. I will just get out of your hair, and then I'm sure you'll find a lovely lady who is more than willing to be your good lady wife and the mother of your children, and wants to run a big house somewhere. I will be awful at all of those things, I assure you. What am I going to do instead? Well, I was thinking of going into business. Find a little village somewhere and set up a weaver's collective for me and the rest of the spinsters. I am not without capital. Oh, I left the tiara and ring. I thought they might be family heirlooms. Yes, I suppose weaving and going out the window on a thread does make me something of a little spider. Funny. Well, it's been nice to make your acquaintance, but I really must be going. No, I will not wait, but nice try. What are you doing? If you pull a weapon out of that little hidey hole you have in the floorboards, I warn you, I am not without steel myself. You will not stop me. The nuts you've buried for winter, squirrel, look suspiciously like my own supplies. Did you bribe a servant to lay them in there for you too, or do you have to do all this yourself? Oh, I suppose I have to admire a man who takes care of things himself. All right, I suppose a lookout would be helpful. I'll let you come with me and we can both make our escape. Just change out of your wedding clothes, quickly. You'll light up like a star with all that brocade. Wait, do you hear that? What's that noise? It sounds like drunken cattle out in the hall. Don't shh me! What do you mean? What do you mean that's your mother and her friends? They're here to listen to us and then collect the bedsheets? What kind of fucked up tradition is that? God's above, no wonder you want to get out. Let's go. They'll sound the alarm. They can hear us that well. We'll have to be convincing. What does that mean? Oh, okay. You're taking off your pants. I don't suppose you just change it. No, okay. That is the first time I've seen one of those before. Should I just... Okay, I'll just sit here then. Should I... Oh, you need to make noise, but I don't have to? Okay, seems a little unequal. That's not... painful, is it? It kind of looks like it's painful. It feels good. Oh, well, that explains why men don't stop talking about it, I suppose. You're sure there's nothing I can do? Okay, there's no need to get snippy. I certainly don't have one of those down my trousers, so putting my hands down my own pants won't... Oh? Hmm. Well, yes, I felt the urge to cross my legs or press my thighs together whenever I saw a knight with his shirt off in the sparring ring, but I certainly didn't know this was... Ah! This is... Ah! Hmm. Ah! 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 Okay. Ah! Getting the reason, fornication is a sin now. Ah, ah, it's certainly all starting to make sense. Slide my fingers back and push one inside. What? Oh. Oh God! Oh God! Yes! 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 Oh my God! Mother has a lot to answer for. I could have just been doing this instead of stupid fuck. Embroidery. Another finger. Are you sure? Okay. Mm-hmm. You were right about that. How come you know all about this, but I don't? I knew it. The fucking patriarchy. Gods, I can't wait to tell all the spinsters about this. Gods, I just... I won't... do you mind if I just... Sorry, I shouldn't have. Hells. Is that your mother giggling out in the hall? Oh, I guess she bought it, but gods above, that's enough to put me off my dinner. Ugh. Now what? Right. The blood. My mother did warn me about that. No. I've got it. You did the hard work on the first part, and you still need to, change and clean up. All done. Here. Oh! You look nice with your shirt off. All that brocade was so silly. Right, yes. Here you go. Your mother isn't subtle, is she? Yikes. Well, come on, squirrel. Put a shirt on. We'll need to be out the window and gone before the maid shows up to change the bedding. I think I'll tie the knot to our escape route onto the bedposts. Seems poetic. Well, you look all set for an adventure finally. Wanna check my work? The coast looks clear out the window. I'll drop the rope down as quietly as I can. I never asked before. What were you gonna do once you got out of here? Oh. Well, if you wanted to, you could always come with me. Maybe you could run a tavern next door to a little weaver's collective. With a little living space above. Seems cozy. Yes, you could call it the squirrel and spider. Or, even better, the spider and squirrel. It sounds like a great tavern. I'm sure I'd come get my dinner there every night. You ready for the climb down? Just a kiss for good luck. Well, we'll certainly need it. Okay. And a kiss for the future. It's certainly looking different than I expected, but what's life without a little unexpected adventure? I'll see you on the ground, squirrel.